Teenage stabbing victim died after being handcuffed by police over racism allegation. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 15, 2026. The teenage victim of a stabbing died after officers arriving at the scene handcuffed him based on the alleged knifeman's claim that he'd been the victim of a racist remark, a court has heard. Anglo-Polish Heritage University undergraduate Henry Novak was stabbed to death after a night out with friends by 23-year-old Vikram Digwa, a court has heard. Digwa stands accused of murder and of carrying a knife in a public place, while his mother, 53-year-old Kiran Kaur, is accused of assisting an offender. The court heard that while Novak had been drinking that evening while out socializing with friends from his football team, his blood alcohol level was low enough that he would have been legal to drive a car. While walking home, he is said to have encountered Digwa in the street, and the two exchanged words. A video Novak recorded of the interaction on his mobile phone of the moment the two met showed him call out in it, "Bad man, what bad man? You're a bad man, say you're a bad man, go on." Digwa, who was wearing an extremely large knife worn over his chest, replied in the video as seen by the jury, "I'm a bad man," before it cut out, notes Sky News. Witnesses stated they heard Novak say he had been stabbed and was dying as he fled Digwa, who chose to aggressively pursue him. Police were called, and when officers arrived, Digwa told them he had been racially abused and attacked by a drunken man. Accountancy and finance student Novak protested that he hadn't attacked Digwa and had in fact been stabbed himself. Nevertheless, officers handcuffed Novak, who died at the scene shortly afterwards. A post-mortem subsequently discovered 4 stab wounds on Henry's body. The prosecution said, put simply, Henry drowned in his own blood with his lung having been cut by the knife going 8 centimeters into him. Digwa didn't seek help for the man he had injured with his sizable knife. Instead, he accused him of being a racist and being drunk. The court further heard that Novak's mobile phone was later discovered by officers in Digwa's pocket. It is further claimed that Digwa's father, mother, and brother came to the scene. His mother is said to have been filmed removing the alleged murder weapon, taking it to her home nearby. Police subsequently found the knife among an arsenal of weapons there, and Kaur has been charged with assisting an offender, reports the BBC. The court heard Digwa is of the Sikh faith and that this faith requires its followers to carry a knife at all times. Generally, this obligation is fulfilled by a small ceremonial blade called a kirpan, and there is a special exemption from Britain's otherwise extremely strict knife laws to allow this. The court heard that at the time of the alleged attack, Digwa was found to be carrying 2 small kirpans about the body, as well as the much larger 8-inch Shastar knife it is alleged his mother attempted to hide. The Daily Mail states Digwa's defense lawyer said the knives were carried legitimately and that his client acted in the heat of the moment in self-defense, questioning whether drunk Novak started this incident. Digwa and Kaur deny all charges. The trial continues.